Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly live podcast on the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of us when we get older? How are we going to make sense out of all of this? Who's going to make sure that we get the best care possible? Who's going to do all of that stuff if we can't do it? Welcome to Assets and Aging, our 129th episode. And today I'm going to talk about a familiar topic, but one that becomes more and more important as we go along in life. It's a topic that nobody likes to talk about, but I've been talking about it for 30 years, and that is Alzheimer's and dementia. And I want to, a couple things. Let me get out of the way. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about. Secondly, everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice or any other advice for that matter. It's my opinion only, always. I want your attention. Those of you that are on my newsletter list, you'll be getting a newsletter in a day or two, with a link to this article. For those of you that aren't, you can go Google it, as they say. By Ann Norwich, N-O-R-W-I-C-H, Washington Post, October 26th. And it's a short article. You can read it quickly, but it talks about something that I think is important, and I want to talk about it again and again and again and again and again. I talk about it in my workshops all the time. I talk about it on my radio show all the time, and I'm going to talk about it here. And the title of the article is "We're Not Prepared for the Coming Dementia Crisis." And there's a couple things in it I want to point out. First of all, you have a much better chance of getting Alzheimer's than you of winning the lottery. The chance of winning the last lottery was 1 in 300 million. That's not very good odds. The chance of you at 65 developing Alzheimer's is 1 in 10, and the chance of you developing Alzheimer's at 85 is 1 in 3. If I told you you had a chance, 1 in 3 chance of winning the lottery, you'd go buy a lot of tickets. If I told you you had a 1 in 3 chance of developing dementia, you would do nothing. Because that's what we do. We do nothing. Sandra Day O'Connor has Alzheimer's, and she will die of it, just as her husband did. She's now 88 years old and completely demented. Glenn Campbell had dementia. Rosa Parks had dementia. Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher had dementia. Lots of famous people have dementia. It's an equal opportunity destroyer. There are currently about 5.7 million people with Alzheimer's. By 2050, that will be 14 million people age 65 or over. We're going to go from 5.7 million to 14 million. We're going to go up almost three times. So if you have a 30-year-old child, a 40-year-old child, by 2050, which is, 33 years away, there's a very good chance that they're going to have Alzheimer's or dementia. And I will tell you right now, a cure is not around the corner. There's been a cure around the corner since I've been doing this for 30 years, and it hasn't happened yet. So the issue becomes, we do a poor job of it, but we're prepared to take care of cancer. We're prepared to take care of broken legs. We're prepared to take care of all of those kinds of things. We're prepared to take care of most diseases. I mean, we are. We go to the hospital. We have all kinds of care plan. We have a lot of, blah, 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 and all of that kind of stuff. But we're not prepared to deal with dementia. We pretend it can't happen to us, despite knowing the odds. We pretend it can't happen to us. Those are my words. I'm not reading from the article. I'm using that as an outline for this discussion, and you should go read it. It's progressive, it's irreversible, it's non-curable, and it's terminal. Alzheimer's is a terminal disease. But we pretend it's not going to happen. 20 minutes ago, I had somebody, I shouldn't say that, an hour ago, I had somebody in my office with Alzheimer's. I see them all day long. I talk to people with Alzheimer's and dementia every day. We're grossly unprepared. Let me read you one statement from her article. And by the way, just so you know, Norwich is the director of adult gerontology and nursing practitioner program and assistant professor of nursing at York College in Pennsylvania. But here's one of the things she says, and I cannot tell you how much I agree with it. Our healthcare system is grossly unprepared to provide medical care for this cohort of patients. We spend billions of dollars cycling such patients in and out of hospitals and rehab facilities, only to have them return every few months for yet another round of the same. It's what we know how to do instead of actually dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia as we should, of figuring out methods of palliative care and home, these are my words, and paying for assisted living instead of just nursing homes, and all the things that could be done. Another thing that she says, and I want to read this, and this is one of the things that I disagree with her on. As a healthcare provider, I'm reading her words. I challenge all of us who are involved in diagnosing and treating patients to follow the lead of many patients who have accepted their disease with grace. Let's erase the fears surrounding this disease and lead our patients to a timely diagnosis. The problem with that is, and she's right, we should be doing that, is families. It's the people I'm talking to. They don't want to accept it. If somebody walks in here with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's on their mother or father or spouse or grammy or grampy, the family does not want to accept that. They recoil at that. My mom can't have Alzheimer's. She can't. She was always so smart. She was always so alert. She was always got nothing to do with it. What you were has nothing to do with it. What you are has everything to do with it. And for those of you that are dealing with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever you want to call it, Alzheimer's is just the most common form of dementia. What's your plan? What are you going to do about it? How are you going to take care of the caregiver? Another thing I put a link up for in my article, in my newsletter coming up, is an article on caregivers. It's something I talk about at my workshops. If you haven't signed up for one of my upcoming workshops, scroll down on this page that you're listening to this show on and sign up. They're on February the 3rd and February the 17th. Why haven't you signed up yet? Seating's limited. They're free. The problem here is not that the medical profession doesn't know this is coming, is that families won't accept it and won't plan for it. And they never call it by name. It's like Voldemort, he who shall not be named. We won't call it by name. We'll just say it's a little memory problem. And it's going to become a giant problem, and it's going to become the elephant in the room. And we're not going to want to deal with it because of the other elephant gorilla in the room called guilt. So when's your family going to begin to plan for the very real possibility that somebody you love is going to develop dementia or Alzheimer's, and there you're going to stand going, what do I do now? Well, I've got a better question for you. What do you do now, today, to begin to plan for that and to make sure you can access programs, whether it's Medi-Cal or VA or whoever it is, that's going to help take care of you and your family dealing with that loved one who's going to have dementia or Alzheimer's. Contact me today. My phone number's on my website, assetsandaging.com, and my phone number's at the top. You can call me. You can send me an email. You can sign up for a workshop. If you're not on my newsletter list, get on there. You can scroll down and get on my newsletter list. You need to make sure that when this bell rings, you're ready. We are not prepared as she says, for the coming dementia crisis. It's not coming, folks. It's here. In my world, it's already here. Thanks for listening to Assets and Aging. Make sure you go to my website, look for other information, my archive podcasts and radio shows. They're informative. They're meant to educate. They're meant to change minds. They're meant to have an impact on people who are dealing with a loved one who is failing. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you here again next week or one of my upcoming workshops. Have a great day. Thanks.